seen your glass or anything.
I'm just trying to be the gap. Not to finish, but I was.
Well, it's a delayed start. I didn't know how long it would take to delay the start.
I will apologize for John. We're having some major technical difficulties, but we're finally online, so we will start the meeting. And I was trying hard not to interrupt you, so. Because talking with him, I understand. I've ridden around behind him in a patrol car. We went through the academy, so.
Better than industry.
Okay, thanks everybody for attending online and in person. Calling meeting order. First item of business is our board meeting minutes approval for April 14, 2026. And it was sent out, if anybody needs to review that.
I move to approve.
And who was the moving to approve, please?
Levi.
Thanks, Levi. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chief. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none. Motion passed. Thank you. Next item is our MedCom budget adoption. This is an action item. We do have a super majority, so we are able to pass this or not pass it, depending on what happens. So, John?
Sorry for the late start, guys. I took an hour to work on this computer and it still never worked for me, so. Today we're just to adopt the budget, which was approved in the last board meeting in April. So I had planned on having some files available to pull them up on the screen if needed, and I can still do that unless there isn't anybody that needs to see anything or has any questions. We can just move forward with the adoption.
Do I need to read the resolution?
Yes, please.
Okay. Good. Because we have them before.
Yep, along with kind of the way we do it at council. This is a resolution adopting a budget for fiscal year 26-27 and making appropriations. Be it resolved that the governing board of directors for Marion Area Multi-Agency Emergency Telecommunications, MedCom, hereby adopts the budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 in the total of $5,844,753. Said budget is available for public review at the Executive Director's Office of MedCom, located at 1060 Mount Hood Avenue, Woodburn, Oregon, 97071, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Be it resolved that in accordance with Section 8, Budget of the Intergovernmental Agreement for Communication Services, each participating agency to include participants and subscribers shall be assessed a user fee or contract for service agreement for communication services to be provided during fiscal year 2026-2027. This fee has been determined utilizing a cost-sharing formula which includes consideration for anticipated 911 telephone tax revenue. This fee includes radio project collections assigned to principal members, and there is a list of user fee assessments to each agency. So that is the resolution. Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Is
there
a second?
Second.
I had a quick question. You talked about user fees. What was that a user fee bit?
I was just reading off the resolution. This fee includes radio project collections assigned to principal members. User fee assessment to each agency is as follows. And if you'd like,
it's our standard fee.
The standard fee.
We're not talking about now. That's the user fee that's niche.
I just wanted to make sure.
Not slipping anything in on here.
Yeah. This one, roll from the reader. Everybody's in. Yeah.
I second.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? The motion and seconded. I'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Anything online?
Nothing online.
Okay. know that we had some absentee ballots?
Yes, four.
Are they?
They are all voting four.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you. John, we will be moving on to APCO and telecom software.
Yeah, so this is just building on, I can't remember if it was the April meeting or the previous meeting that we discussed the ProQA software for emergency medical dispatch. And part of what I was working on was, that was with, what's the name is Priority Dispatch is the name of the company. The software is called ProQA. There's other companies out there that provide similar software, and APCO is one of them, APCO being a nonprofit, mostly dispatch organization. And so just last week, I took a look at that along with our supervisors and received a quote back for that. I didn't bring along with me the quote for ProQA, but it was substantially higher than what we got through APCO, and the two sets of software are pretty different. I mean, kind of all with the same goal in mind, but a different way of getting there. Both will integrate with CAD, so when we're entering the information into these calls, it's going into the EMD program software, and then it feeds into CAD real time and kind of structures it. If any of you have seen similar to like what CCOM uses with ProQA, you would see how it goes into their CAD, and it's structured and fairly it's understandable and in order rather than sort of freehanding it in a way, kind of how we do today. With APCO, one of the big differences between them and ProQA is we do get the fire and police side of things as well. Another difference between the two is ProQA is you get what they provide, and anybody that knows anything about it knows it is the top of the line software, which is why it had such a high price tag with it. But it's not nearly as customizable as APCO is. So with APCO, we can change questions, we can order them differently. But both have meet national standards. Both good software, just fairly different than one another. So just wanted to share with you some costs on it. The quote that I have, and I have two actually, and one includes a specific training for all dispatchers, and one excludes it, because what APCO does is it allows us to send somebody to a train-the-trainer course where they can train everybody else sort of on our schedule instead of trying to put something together that we can get everybody there for and provide the same training. So the higher one is, it comes in at $52,000. That's our initial startup. And then the lower one without that extra training is at $46,000. And then the ongoing costs, big difference between this and ProQA, the ongoing cost is right around $6,000 a year. Where ProQA, I'm just going off of memory, was somewhere around, I think, $60,000 or $70,000. Now, I think it's important not to only look at the cost, but to look at both sets of software. What I would like to do is create a small little working group, probably with both fire and law enforcement. Now, as far as ProQA, as far as for a demo, we should probably demo what it looks like on the law enforcement side as well, so we can compare the two products as closely as we can. Just knowing that with ProQA, adding law enforcement and fire to it really added to the cost. Upwards of, I think it was right around $300,000 for startup, and somewhere along the lines of $100,000 a year ongoing maintenance fees, annual maintenance fees. So I think that what we ought to do is put together a small group of people from both law enforcement and fire and take a look at both products, do demos of them, and kind of see what everybody's thinking. I think that my reasonable goal for implementing one of these two products, if we're going to move forward with that, would be within the next fiscal year. I think we've identified funding. Certainly, there's funding available for the APCO product. With ProQA, we'll have to get a little bit creative on on how we're going to do things. I did mention a couple of areas in the budget where we do have funds that would cover at least the startup costs as far as the ongoing annual maintenance. That's another story that we'd have to put a little work into to make that work. But so if there's anyone who would be willing to join, I think probably four or five of you guys would be reasonable.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be that guy, I'm sorry. You said the ongoing cost of the Pro-K was $100,000 a year?
It was roughly around that.
Should we even look at that?
We should. I'll tell you why. The two products are very different. And so I think being able to actually see it and see what it does, to give it to really understand, does it make sense to spend a hell of a lot more money on a product that probably offers more as far as quality assurance, as far as consistency, which is what I'm really after with this, is consistent in how we're answering calls, consistent in how we're giving those calls back out to you all. Because that is not something that we accomplish today very well without it. I think it's worth a look, is at least to know what's out there. I've never used either product. I've seen one of them in action, Pro-QA, which is, again, it's a great product. Yes, it's incredibly expensive. And certainly it may not be the route that we go, but I think it's reasonable to give it a fair look. I guess before I ask for any volunteers, is there any other questions on either? There's not much for me to explain to you because it's hard to explain it without actually seeing it. Sir?
So what's CECO use?
They use Pro-QA.
And what's WCC use?
So they use AFCO, but an older version of it. I believe right now they're in the middle of upgrading, and they're building out the newest version of AFCO's.
Is there any way we can get feedback for what they like and hate about their...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I intend to.
Okay.
I have gone to CECOM to see Pro-QA. I also have intent to go to Deschutes County, who uses the same CAD as we do, and Pro-QA, so I can actually see what it really looks like inside of our CAD. Pro-QA in CECOM's CAD, it would be similar. It's just not the same as what we use, so it's a little harder to figure how it would totally function. As far as WBCC, I would like to see it, although I don't know what the difference will be with them using an older version and how all of that functions. I did a demo with the APCO product last week, and they actually had part of the demo showing it being used in the Tyler CAD. And I mean, it looked as I would have expected it to, as far as how it fills in the narrative. You use their web-based program to enter the calls, and then it's interfaced to CAD, and so it just fills in the information into CAD as well. And they just function together. That's another thing. With either product, there will be a cost for us to have the interface installed into CAD, as well as an ongoing maintenance fee. I don't have costs on either of those. I know that our maintenance fee for other interfaces that we have run a couple $1,000s a year. The initial with it, it's already out there and available. It's been built, so we won't have to cover any of that cost. I would imagine it would be somewhere around $5,000. So that's something to keep in mind for either product. And I would imagine the costs for interface for either product would be roughly the same.
So what's the current software that we're running?
So current software we're using, as far as for emergency medical dispatch, so for really EMS calls only, it's a spin on what DPSST provides to agencies. We built it into, and this has been a number of years ago, we just maintain it, into our own electronic program. And how we manage those is any updates or changes that we want. We have a physician advisor that we contract with, and so we make changes through that. What we don't necessarily get with that you get with both APCO and Pro-QA is national standards. I mean, we try and you know, standards change or there's different questions and things. DPSST sends out an update once a year, and so we'll make sure that our stuff is lining up with theirs. But as far as national standards go, that's part of the package with these other products.
How does one or the other affect our accreditation to the Northwestern Accreditation Office?
Well, I don't know that it affects it one way or the other, because having already been accredited with a program that's been approved by DPSST in our process, it really just improves us as in the business of 911. So I don't see it really affecting either way.
So generally speaking, it's just kind of an older, outdated system where we need to move forward with a better software?
Yeah, yes. Could we get by with what we're using? Absolutely we can. But what either of these products provides to us is, and really provides to you guys and certainly our callers of citizens, is the consistency in how we're doing business. Or we don't have that, not to the level I would like to see it today.
Is Metcom insured by CIS?
No, we're insured by special districts.
Okay. The reason I ask is CIS has an audit where they'll come and do like an accreditation audit, you know, just see what you're doing. You know, and if you're doing things by best practices, like one of these, you know,
save a little money on fees.
You do. There's, you know, for if you have a perfect score, it's 5% off your premiums. You know, if you're next to perfect, it's 4%. But they would look at things like this.
It's through SDIS, which we do through, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that there's a number of things that we do, various trainings throughout the year that helps us get them, you know, small percentage points and that sort of thing off of our premiums. I don't know if this is one that would be, but it would be worth asking. Any other questions? I guess I should probably check the chat. Open in the chat. Okay, so I guess if there's anybody in the room that would like to volunteer, I would imagine, you know, each demo would be about an hour of your time. And then just some discussion, and then probably either through email or a next board meeting, just have a little bit further discussion on a direction you'd like to go.
I'll do it.
Okay.
It'd be nice to get a transport agency on there, I think.
Oh, I agree. I would like to ask either somebody from Sandham or Woodburn or really any of our other, Turner Jefferson, St. Paul. I think I've heard Levi come up.
Is that right? I'd be willing to help, John.
Okay. Free tag with Sandham Ambulance agreed to help out, as well as Jordan Donay. So I think we've got plenty for that. So I'll be in touch with all of you once I have some. I'll work on getting some of your availability, and then we'll work on getting something scheduled. I don't see this moving too fast, so I would imagine maybe within the next couple of months. Of course, I'll keep, you know, busy season in mind and trying to make it work. But I think that APCO really probably only does theirs online, so you'll be able to do that from wherever you choose to. And ProQA, I would imagine they'll do it either way. I think they have regional people where they would come and do it in person if we asked for it. Otherwise, just doing it online as well. So I will email you all in the near future and work on trying to set a couple of dates.
Can I get the names of them again, APCO and what are they?
Yeah, so the product for APCO is called Intellicom. And the other one, the company is called Priority Dispatch. The product is ProQA. And unless there's anything else,
I don't have anything further on the agenda.
Nope, it's just open at that point. So let's ask if anybody has anything online that they'd like to have time to speak or anything to bring up.
I don't see anything.
Anybody in the room? Floor is yours.
How's the Mount Angel monitor?
We got all of our petition signatures unofficially certified, but they're working through that. So yeah, that will be on the November ballot. So, and it sounded good. Yeah, it's hard to go out and try and sell something to people, you know, when you're talking about a tax increase, but it seems like the community's truly get it, so I feel like we have pretty good support there, so. Yeah.
What's going on? Jim, anything?
Yeah, is there a roster of what committees people are on? I think I'm on the QA one or something, because I started getting emails again, but I don't know if those have changed and I've kind of lost track.
I think for QA, they've probably been sending out to everybody.
Okay.
I don't know that we have anything in existence. It's certainly something we could put together.
Okay, because it's been a number of years when I think there was some of us on it and then I started getting emails, so I have no idea who's on what committee.
Well,
so
we had a 2 or 3 year hiatus as well.
Right.
So just getting that program back up and running again started early this year. It's pretty easy for the police side because we only have, you know, a handful of agencies. So, but as far as the fire EMS side of things, I think, I'm not sure exactly what they've had for participation. I haven't been to the last meeting or two, but other than that, we don't really have any other committees that are currently working. Oh, yeah, TAC committee.
Yeah, I think if there's just something, we could give a list of what all committees are in place and who's actually on them.
Sure. I guess just one last thing that I haven't updated you guys on in a little while is our staffing. We're just opening up our final position. We have two coming on board for the three vacant positions. So one starting here at the end of the month, and the other I think is going to start at the end of June. She has her physical tomorrow, but she had some planned vacation time in the middle of June, so we'll be starting her later. And we're just going to open up that final position and then we'll be staffed up again. That's about it.
Wendy, anything?
Nothing.
Okay. Hearing nothing more, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
So move. Is there a second? Anybody opposed? For adjourn.
All right.
Thank you.